Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yep. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Well, hello there.
How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get, I can fast normally, but I drink coffee. So I don't do like just normal fasting. Coffee makes you not hungry.
Right.
But I have to give blood work done.
Yeah.
So I haven't eaten or had anything except water since 6 o'clock yesterday.
Are you giving blood or are they taking it?
No, they're taking it.
Okay.
Well, I give blood to the Red Cross, taking it at the doctor's office.
Giving blood is like when they need a blood drive, but
take it. Yeah, they want to make sure I'm healthy.
Medical test. So, we're going to be speaking of medical. Our guest coming up here in a couple seconds, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the chief medical correspondent for CNN. I've watched this guy. I don't watch him all the time. I don't watch CNN all the time. I kind of move around. But I like him. I always have. And we've had him on before. He's an engaging guest. He's a really well-spoken guy who kind of makes it understandable for everybody. And he's got a book out called, what's it called? World War C, Lessons Learned from COVID-19 Pandemic and How to Prepare for the Next One. What I wonder is, have we learned? Because some people just look, and you can choose to believe whatever you want or not believe whatever you want. That's up to you. But some people, there's no learning. Some people just are never going to, they're never going to agree. Mm-hmm. And that's their prerogative. I don't know how you can't agree, but, you know, that's up to you. We don't have to fight about it. I have a friend of mine who is exact polar opposite of my beliefs on this kind of thing. And you know what? We're still friends because everybody can have their own opinion. I don't have to bitch at you and tell you you're wrong. And you don't have to do it to me. We can peacefully coexist. But Sanjay's good. He's always been good. I do get a little nervous with the whole there's going to be more of them, pandemics. And he's going to explain why there are going to be more pandemics. Because some people out there going, that's because they're going to create them in a lab. They're going to let them out. That's why. They're going to create them in a lab. They're going to let them out. You know, there's that line of thinking which you can't escape. But we are ready for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Dr. Gupta, is this you?
It's me. How you doing?
You know what? There wasn't even anybody in between us. There wasn't like an official executive. Hold on for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. There was nothing. Right to him. That's why I love him.
Are official executive. No, official executive. Just me.
Just you. How are you?
I'm my own executive.
There you go. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I always enjoy talking to you, having a conversation.
Well,
fun.
You know, conversations.
So what's new?
Conversations are something. They're difficult things to have nowadays. We were just talking about the book, which is called World War C, Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic and How to Prepare for the Next One. A daunting title. I was just talking about how it's, I don't want to argue about it. Okay, I'm done arguing. It's all everybody seems to want to do. You certainly can't deny it. But it when it comes to the lessons we learned, I hope everybody does, but yet I don't think everybody will learn from them. How do we proceed getting ready for, quote unquote, the next one? And why are there going to be more? That's my first question.
Well, you know, so the first part of your question, I think that it's really interesting. Back in 2004, you know, George W. Bush put together a pandemic preparedness plan. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to remember this is right after, you know, 9/11, the war on terror is in full swing, and he reads the book and he says this is worrisome, the idea that a pandemic could happen again. Mm-hmm. And that was 17 years ago, right? And over the years, we didn't really deal with anything that was significant, and people gradually, increasingly, you know, kind of ignored it. And the pandemic preparedness plan sort of became something that wasn't really a thing. And I bring that up only to say that, you know, when you live in a country, especially a country like the United States that has a lot of resources, you should be able to count on having a plan like that that can really protect you. And I think what this has done, this COVID pandemic, has served as a wake-up call to that. And when I talk to scientists all over the world, which I've done for the last 2 years, sometimes they'll say, look, this wasn't even the black swan event. This was bad. But this is like the virus is probably 0.5% lethal. But imagine if it had been 10% lethal like the original SARS was in 2003.
Right.
This would have been a complete disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So this was awful what has happened, but maybe it served as a wake-up call. And how do we prepare for the next one is that we have to be a society and a world, frankly, that invests in prevention. Nobody likes to invest in prevention. We don't do it with our own bodies.
Right.
We don't like to spend money on things that we can't see, may not happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a waste of money, mm-hmm. you know? But when it happens, it's the best money you ever spent. And I think that that's what this is going to have taught us. I think there's personal obligations here as well, just in terms of our own health. And we don't talk about it enough because it's too often associated with shaming of people, which is not the intent.
Yeah.
But we were not a very healthy country, and I think that really hurt us in this pandemic.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
And I got to ask, when it comes to prevention, like looking ahead, you know, how do you stop something that starts in a world that is so transit? Like people are flying all across the globe in the course of a day, in a million different places. Mm-hmm. Once it starts, it's almost impossible to contain, right? That the fact that we are such a transit society has to be part of the reason why it's so difficult to maintain or control.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, I think, you know, even since 2009, which was H1N1, right. Global travel has more than doubled since that time, which is crazy to think about. But look, at the point of jump from animal to human, when these viruses jump, there are virus hunters in the field who are not only finding those points of jump, but they're anticipating them.
Yeah.
They're going in, you know, the last SARS pandemic, epidemic in 2003, and now this pandemic, they both came from bats at some point.
Yeah.
Whether or not there was a lab in between, different conversation, but that's where they originally came from.
Right.
And they can go and be surveilling those viruses, making sure they're contained, even at the point of origin. And then, you know, investments in pan vaccine platforms. We keep thinking about flu vaccine every year, right? You got to take a new shot every year.
Right.
At some point, if you made the investments in saying, we're going to have a universal flu vaccine, we're going to have a universal coronavirus vaccine, you take these things and you're protected against that entire class of organisms, things like that are going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Big public health systems, testing. We still don't have enough testing 2 years into this, so we don't even know who really has this and who doesn't. So
right. All
those things can be, you know, big factors in really mitigating this.
CNN chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta on the phone with us. Kelly Brown has a question.
I'll get right to it, Dr. Gupta. Why is the government putting bugs with tentacles and microchips in our system with the vaccine?
You know my answer on that, right? Which is that's not happening.
Right.
But you know, let me tell you something, and this is the advantage of like sort of digging deep into this for 2 years, is that the suspicion around these things is not new, right? I mean, there's always been suspicion around things. I'm a doctor. I deal with people who are suspicious of new medical treatments that I may advocate, and they want us to justify what we're doing. And I enjoy the dialogue. I mean, I don't think people should take what scientists and doctors say just at face value. You should ask questions. That's always important. And there's always going to be some people who are just always going to be incredibly skeptical. In a situation like this, it can lead to real harm because people will not get vaccinated. But I think there is a role for the skeptics. I do. I mean, you know, scientists are increasingly seen as arrogant. That was a poll that came out last summer, and Dr. Fauci and I talked about it. And I found it jarring. Because I feel like I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm trying to be with you. I want to be with you together on this. But if scientists and doctors are being seen as arrogant, then the manifestation from a lot of people is to say, hey, man, you're doing something bad to me.
Yeah.
You're sticking microchips. You're tracking me. You're giving me something that doesn't work, could harm me. And if we don't explain that well, that's a problem. That's a real lesson here.
I struggle with that. Okay, everybody has their own opinion. Like I said, I don't want to argue. My daughter is a frontline nurse. She has been on the COVID floor since the beginning. Okay, so I've had a viewpoint of it. Like, I'm going to follow science. Wow. I'm going to follow medicine, and I've heard things, and I watched her battle with that. And to me, when somebody says, "Well, they're putting a microchip in it," I just shake my head, Dr. Gupta, and I go, "What the is wrong? What are you? What? It's a paranoia you cannot reason with." And I don't know how we get past that. We could talk until we're blue in the face, and they're just simply not going to believe it. That's the problem.
I can sense the anger, in your voice and your daughter. I mean, God bless her. I think that for many people, this has been a sterilized sort of thing. You haven't seen the suffering that's gone on in hospitals, and yeah. I think as a result, it doesn't seem as real. Your daughter has seen patients lying on their chest and their belly, looking at an iPad and maybe saying goodbye to their families. And I mean, it's one of the most heartbreaking things I've seen. I've lost friends.
Yeah.
I've lost colleagues through this. And I think when that happens, it kind of reminds me like of even how we cover wars nowadays. In Vietnam, we saw the toll of war. We saw that.
Yeah.
We saw, people coming back, who had perished during the war. And we don't see that as much. We didn't see that during this pandemic, and I think that's part of why people have not taken it as seriously. But how do we combat the skepticism? I don't know. I think there's going to be a certain percentage of the population that is just always going to be skeptical. And, during this pandemic, people always say, well, this is politicized, and it is. And if you look at people who are the least likely to get vaccinated, it tends to be conservatives. They tend to be older. But you know what? During the measles outbreaks, pre-pandemic, it tended to be people who were younger and liberal.
Yeah.
So it's a bit agnostic over time in terms of the politics. Really, it's always political, but it's not always the same politics.
Yeah.
That really affects this, and I think that, we have to continue to reach people. But you know what? I got to tell you, even after 2 years, I'm not pissed off. I'm not somebody who's just venting and screaming and just constantly frustrated. I still approach it from a point of empathy. I mean, because, if I can tell you real quick, just 2 weeks ago, I had a guy come to the house. Our air conditioning was broken in our house. The guy comes, probably in his mid-70s. Very nice guy. He's wearing a mask. He goes, fix the air conditioning, and I'm walking him out. I don't know if he knows who I am, but it turns out he does, and he says to me, hey, do you mind if I ask you a question? I said, sure. He says, should I get the vaccine? And I said, yeah, absolutely, you should get the vaccine. And he said, well, the reason I ask is because I have a stent, in my leg, and I was worried about blood clotting and things like that. It's actually a good question. And I said, yep, there were some news reports about that, but you got to understand that the risk of clotting is 80 to 90 times higher, actually, if you get the disease versus if you get the vaccine.
Right.
So, it's definitely a much better thing to do. Mm-hmm. And he was thankful, and then he looked at me and he said, my daughter died of COVID last week.
Wow. Oof.
And she made me promise that I would get the vaccine before they put her on the ventilator. And I want to get the vaccine, but I was worried about this clotting thing, and I've been trying to call my doctor, but I hadn't gotten a call back, and you were the first person I've seen since this all happened.
Yeah.
That broke my heart.
Yeah.
And it also made me realize that I'm not going to malign everybody who hasn't gotten a vaccine yet, because there are some who are just trying to stir up, shit, right?
Right.
But there's others who are actually, they got some legitimate concerns.
I agree.
And so my general approach is to just from a place of empathy still.
That's why I'm a fan. And, I always enjoy having you on the show, because I feel like you're one of the folks that can cut through it and with empathy and humanity when talking about it, kind of trying to understand both sides of the fence. I struggle a little personally with some of the more whacked out, crazier stuff, but I know people that just don't want to get it because they're afraid, and for health reasons, and I get that, But it's always, I always appreciate you taking the time to come on with us, Dr. Gupta. We appreciate it. The book is called World War C, Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic and How to Prepare for the Next One. And it answers a lot of questions. You know, a lot of the questions you may have are covered in the book as I go through. We don't have time to cover it all here, but always a pleasure to have you on the show, Dr. Gupta. And we wish you nothing but the best. And hopefully we'll get this thing, you know, under control and get back to the way, hopefully, some semblance of what we think is normalcy, you know?
I think we will. And look, thanks for the conversation. I really appreciate it. Feels very necessary.
You're welcome. Thanks, Dr. Gupta. We'll have you on again. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
He's always been that guy that's been kind of, he doesn't get angry.
Yeah, he's not a ranter.
Right.
Yeah, right. And we don't need ranters. That's why, you know, when I talk about it, I have a certain, I have an opinion. Yes, I do. But it's not up to me to beat anybody over the head with it. I did it in this conversation because it was part of what we were talking about, you know. But, you know, I have friends of mine who just like, they're not going to get it. And I'm like, okay, that's your choice. That's why. You know, I can't be a guy that says a woman's body is hurt. It's her body. And I don't have no right to tell her to do what to do with it. And then say, you ought to, you know, I can't say the government.
I think you can to some extent because
the government.
I'm not going to catch a pregnancy from another person.
Right. But I get it. But I'm not going to. I don't think it's the government's place to do that. Want to do it, where you work has to, in order for them to survive as a business, I don't have a problem with that. The government, kind of different thing, you know. But yeah, do I think everybody should be vaccinated? Yes, I do. Is it my place to tell you what to do? No, it's not. That's like what LeBron James did. They were giving him crap because he got vaccinated and he was like, you should tell people.
Yeah.
You should tell people because it's not my job to.
Yeah.
And nor should it be like the same thing when it comes to voting and stuff, you know, and people that are well-known telling you what to do or who you should. I don't know. I kind of reject that notion.
Yeah.
Like that should be, when it comes to politics, who you vote for should be private. We'd have a lot less fights if people didn't know because they judge you on what they think they know.
I think if you want to let people know who you voted for, that's fine. Don't shove it down somebody's throat. Right. I think if you're at a bar and you're talking so loudly about how somebody, some party pisses you off and you're talking loud enough and you know other people can hear you, then you're a dick.
Yeah, no matter what. We've got enough people yelling at each other. I don't need to be part of it, you know?
I'm good.
I asked my dad, I don't know. Whatever the Nixon election was, I asked him who he voted for.
68 and 72.
His answer was, none of your damn business. That was my dad's answer to who you're voting for, you know? And I kind of like went, okay, you know?
I'll show him.
Nobody was screaming at each other. Nobody was doing any of that. I got a friend of mine who actually believes that there's freaking chips, microchips in it.
Because you can Google search anything and be like, people are going to be, I have people in my life that'll be like, no, this is what it says. And I said, okay, well, that's what you found online, but now watch what I can find online. It's exactly opposite of what you want to find. Anybody can find what they want to find or somebody that agrees with them online, and that's what they shove in your
face. I got a family member who's like, I don't trust the media. Well, you trust that. Like, I don't trust the media, but you got to not trust at all. You know, that's the weird thing about the whole thing. Look, I'm not trying to stir up shit.
You are.
I'm just this is.
It's stirred.
Is a chance to maybe hear some answers, maybe get some questions answered by Dr. Gupta. So, but you know, I told you about my friend, right? Whose mother died of COVID. I told you about that. And she was telling a guy, and he said, "And where's your mom?" "Oh, my mom passed away of COVID." And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, what'd she really die of?" And I can't fathom the lack of humanity that anybody has.
Yep.
because they believe in something so much that they would say that to a person who lost their mom. What'd she really die of? Like, they're putting your his politics or her politics, you know, or belief above the need to, here's a friend who lost their mom, and you're gonna interject that shit into a conversation before you have empathy. If they said that to me and I lost my mom. That's seriously, think about that.
I am.
Think about what that would be like to have somebody say to you face to face. And what would your reaction be? Or what would you want it to be? Anyway, all right. Well, good luck, everybody. Good luck. That was
a little, what you want.
That was heavy. That was heavy, but it was always a good conversation with Dr. Gupta.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway, have a great day. Thanks for checking out The Buzz 24/7, and we will see you tomorrow.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.